From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. We've got a great show for you today. But first, now, one of the purposes of our show for NPR, other than helping them fill a bunch of quotas for hiring the differently abled, is to serve as a kind of welcome wagon for new hires. You get a job in the air at NPR, well, you stop by here for a kind of entrance interview. Well, about a year ago, NPR hired a new senior news analyst, and we figured it's finally time to check in with him. So we will ask Ted Koppel about how he has made the transition from TV to radio, that is, besides getting that mohawk. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jimmy from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jimmy from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm very good.
Well, what do you do there in Brooklyn?
I'm the editor-in-chief of Maxim magazine.
No, really, what do you do?
Yeah. I'm serious. I shouldn't be funny to people. We have a lot of NPR listeners as readers.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What is Maxim magazine?
It's Penthouse with training wheels.
Now, Maxim, of course, is sort of the leading, what I think the British like to call, lad magazines.
Yes, we're actually the largest general interest men's magazine in the country.
Yeah. When you say general interest.
Talking about sports, or talking about finance, stocks, service.
I'm waiting for you to get to what's on the cover.
Scantily clad women.
Yeah,
and I guess if you rush out and buy our cover, you can see the lovely Rosalind Sanchez from Without a Trace.
Oh. Really?
Years ago, I found a copy of Maxim underneath my teenage son's mattress, and so I got him a subscription for his birthday.
Was he excited or embarrassed?
Well, after, you know, I said, you know, the articles are pretty good in this.
although they are, Jimmy, am I right?
They are. Actually, we had an essay by Christopher Hitchens, illustrated by Ralph Steadman recently. We've got something by Nick Toshes coming up. You know, you can get what you want out of the magazine. You can poke fun, but it helps out a lot of guys every single month with top-notch service.
Yeah.
Jimmy, let me introduce you to our panel this week, as if they needed an introduction. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of several books and audio programs, all shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Jimmy. Good to meet you.
How you doing?
Next, say hello to a Boston Globe writer and author of the new book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady in the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
What's up, Jim?
Hello. How's it going, man?
Good, man.
And finally, a comedian who will be appearing at the Sellersville Theater in Sellersville, Pennsylvania on Saturday, May 19th, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hello.
Yay.
So, Jimmy, welcome into the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
Yes.
Ready to go? Oh, he is excited. All right, here we go. Here's your first quote.
My position is clear. I'm the commander guy.
That, of course, was President Bush. He was giving his principled reason for vetoing what?
The refusal to set a timetable for the pullout of Iraq.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Iraq spending bill.
I kind of like that better than the decider.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
interesting how
or the persuader.
You get the feeling like Stan Lee is scripting this entire administration.
Exactly.
You know, the guy is the decider for a while, and then he gets some gamma rays or something, and he becomes commander guy.
So the Democrats...
He's going to be the watcher any day.
I know. Right. Then the tickler.
That'll be Clinton. He's the
tickler. Yeah, I know. The Democrats sent a bill that funded the war in Iraq, but also set timetables for ending it. The president, though, would have none of it, because Harry Reid is not the commander guy. Nancy Pelosi, not the commander lady. No, the president is the commander guy, as he said, under the authority granted him by Article 2 of the Constitution thing. Then they had negotiations, actually, after the veto about the new bill. President Bush, you know, to his credit, gave some ground. He offered to allow Reid and Pelosi to call themselves the commander guy's special helpers.
And somewhere in the beyond, James Madison, the author guy, went, oh!
All right, very good. Here, Jimmy, is your next quote.
In one word, panic. People are terrified.
That was a reporter at the Wall Street Journal reacting to the news that who might buy that
Rupert
Augusta...
Murdoch.
Yes, oh. Rupert Murdoch. The Australian press barn...
I'm on my answering machine, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, the Australian press baron is known primarily in this country anyway for his ownership of the New York Post and the Fox News Channel. Well, now he wants to buy Dow Jones, publisher of the leading national business paper. If he gets it, will the Daily Diary of the American Dream feature elegant black and white line drawings of topless women on page 3?
I hope so.
Yes. Now, you would be for that.
Dow Jones made cleaning products.
No, that's Dow. You're thinking of like Dow Chemical. Yeah.
Oh.
Also a company, though, Paula, so you got that right. So, I mean...
It's no wonder my cleaning hasn't been going that well.
Yeah. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I couldn't possibly speculate as to whether she will have a flutter at the big race.
That was a spokesman for someone who, as part of her trip to the U.S., will be popping over to the Kentucky Derby this weekend and might have a flutter, or that is bet, on the ponies. Who?
The Queen.
Yes, the Queen of England. Very good, Jimmy, yes.
A flutter.
A flutter, that's what they call it. Queen Elizabeth II is in the U.S. to celebrate Britain's settlement in Jamestown, Virginia, 400 years ago, to get a gander at what would have been part of her realm had not one of her predecessors bet that British troops would be greeted here as liberators. This weekend, Queen Liz, as we like to call her, because we can, we'll go to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby, or as she would say, Derby. And as you heard, Buckingham Palace won't say whether she will play the ponies or not, though we hear she does like no biz like showbiz at 8-1.
She's not going to the infield, though, right? She's going to be up in the stands.
I think
she's
so.
She's going to be drunk on mint juleps in
see,
an hour.
You think
see,
so?
That's a, see, I'm
she's
afraid.
She's going to have her top off at a beer case.
See,
that
Jimmy, that's what I was worried about. If she went to the infield, she'd be on somebody's shoulders, and then, you know. And,
it's going to happen.
And, you know, would set the, you know. Of course, then again, I can't think of anything twisted that family hasn't already done. So.
That's true. Carl, how did Jimmy do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Jimmy, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Hey!
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do.